This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Now, it's always confusing when you talk about the chef patron of the Moorish restaurant in London, Morrow. They're a married couple and they're both called Sam Clark. But today we have Samantha, who's published with her husband a cookery book, Morrito, with recipes from the tapas bar alongside the restaurant. And today Sam will cook the perfect tapas, grilled peppers with crispy capers. Sam, why did you choose this recipe?
Well, this is one of our favourite dishes that we tasted when we sort of travelled around the southern Mediterranean and Morocco. And it's just a very simple dish, which consists of grilled peppers, toasted cumin, preserved lemon and crispy capers. And I'm just going to fry these capers now.
I think we've got the fat just to sizzling point, haven't we? So in they go. So that's the capers sizzling away.
Yes, so the caper is the unopened flower bud of the caper bush. And when you fry it, when you put the paper in the hot oil, they open out and you sort of see the stigma and the stamen, and they sizzle and just go lovely and crisp.
They're quite sharp, aren't they, if you eat them as they come out of the jar?
Yes. Yeah,
so does the flavour change as you fry them?
Yes, well, we soak them first to get rid of some of the salt or the brine that they've been cured in. And then the flavour is... it's more delicate on the, it's the texture as well. By frying the paper, the texture is wonderfully light and crisp.
Now, you mentioned preserved lemons, which I haven't heard of before. Obviously, yes, fresh lemons. Yes. How do you get them preserved?
So, again, they're cured in salt, and like the caper, and so you can use the lemons out of season.
All right, so we've now got the capers nicely sizzled. I can't actually see what they look like from here.
So they just look like a sort of slightly opened flower buds.
Just popped.
Yeah.
And where do you go from here? We've got the peppers.
Yes.
They're already grilled.
Yes. So I've grilled these earlier over charcoal. And you char the skin on all sides until the flesh goes soft. And then you peel the skin. And then you're left with this lovely, soft, sweet pepper.
What are the best kind of peppers to use?
Well, these ones we use either red bell peppers or Romano peppers. The Romano peppers you can get quite easily now. So they've got a better flavour, less watery, better texture. And this dish is more really about the sort of contrast of flavours and textures. So you've got the sweet, luxurious, soft pepper with the crispy capers that I'm just sprinkling on top now. And then to that, I'm adding some ground nutty cumin, and then the preserved lemon. I just use the rind only that I chop up.
How did you prepare the cumin? Did you just
toast the seeds
toasted
whole,
it dry by
to bring out the flavour and freshen up the spice, and then you toast it and then just grind it roughly, and the flavour is sort of wonderfully aromatic and fragrant and nutty. And then I've just chopped up the preserved lemon rind. And to finish, a little bit of chopped parsley. And a bit of lemon dressing, which is just simply lemon and olive oil.
Literally just lemon and olive oil, nothing added.
Well, the preserved lemon and the capers is quite salty, so you don't really need anything else.
That's true. And that's it, isn't it?
And that's it.
That is so easy.
Yeah.
And can you serve it hot or cold? Or
yeah, I mean, it could be sort of slightly warm, but actually this dish is more kind of best at room temperature and delicious alongside other different mezze or salads or other dishes.
OK, I'm going to try that whilst you explain what tapas actually means.
Yes, well, this is... throughout the years, Sam and I have always travelled around the southern and eastern Mediterranean, and it's kind of one of our favourite ways of eating, just sitting in cafes and bars and just eating little plates of food. And we love it because it's sort of a less formal way of eating. It's lighter, there's more choice, you can try lots of different dishes at the same time. And I think people enjoy that. And at Marito, we have a short menu with different dishes and people just come. It's a really social way of eating. Everyone's sitting around a table, sharing lots of different plates, tasting lots of different flavours, different textures.
What does the word tapas actually mean?
Tapas is a Spanish word which means, originates from the word tapia, which means to cover. And the original tapa was a piece of bread covering a glass of wine that people would eat just to soak up a little bit of the alcohol. And that, over the years, kind of got more and more elaborate and sophisticated. And then, you know, today, you know, you can have hundreds of thousands of different tapas throughout the
I've just dropped a bit of caper onto my script and the oil, but never mind. I'm surprised that I liked that as much as I did, because I'm not really a caper fan. But the way you've done them, all that sort of edge has gone from them. And they've got a really interesting flavour and texture.
Yeah, well, they're just... I actually like them just sort of nibbling them on their own, but they're just a great vehicle for spicing different ingredients up, like this dish, or with scallops, or chicken.
How much are your recipes original, yours, and how much are they traditional that you've brought back with you?
Well, I think most of them have roots in sort of classical past, and that's where we sort of, that's our starting point with dishes that we cook in Morro and Marito. But then, you know, with our own sort of take, there's our own take on things, and we change things slightly, you know, as time goes on. So it's a little bit of both, really.
What kind of food's exciting you at the moment?
We just had a recent trip. We just went to Barcelona recently and did a tour of different tapas bars around Barcelona. And we had a delicious little aubergine fritter, where they'd made a puree from grilled aubergines, rather like when you make baba ganoush. And they deep fried it, and we had it with a kind of goat cheese, soft goat, fresh goat cheese, and the caña de miel, which is a kind of cane molasses. And that was absolutely delicious.
I know you're passionate about growing your own food, and you had an allotment in the East End, which disappeared at the Olympics,
sadly.
Didn't it?
Yes, so, I mean, we had it for a good 5 years, and then, unfortunately, the arrival of the Olympics put an end to that. But, I mean, we loved that, you know, it was a wonderful life with all the allotment community and sharing tips and gardening ideas and also cooking together as well. It was really magical.
So now you have to do it in your own garden.
Yes.
Sam Clark, thank you very much indeed for being with us, and that really is very tasty.
You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.